Blog Talk Radio.
We don't want no devils in our house.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Jesus Christ the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We don't want no
We on a ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity, deliver us peace, deliver us love, and we know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it. Then when we need you now, pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream, this is everything, everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more, somewhere I can feel faith, and in my holy war.
Why is the oppression not blessings? Why oh why'd you do me wrong? You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Don't have much friends to fight, so I look to the light. Don't make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child. No longer am I afraid of the night, cause I look to the light.
If they come for you, I will shield your name. I will field their questions. I will feel your pain. No one can judge. They don't know. They don't know. Foot on the devil's neck to the drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia. The demons just like Pam. I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina, I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the ooh, I've been bam. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia. You can't see her. You can feel the lyrics of spirit coming in braille. Summon of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. You tell us do a good ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that the day one gosh darn part you can't tweet. This is my part, nobody else speak.
This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine. Glory be to God, yeah.
I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just know to set the end of fucking lane for the intro. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a nigga was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back like a pillar of salt. Cause they flipped the script on your ass like Wesley and Spike. You cannot mess with the light. Look at Luciano from 79. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
Hallelujah.
Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith.
Yes,
but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy world.
have you on my app. That's a good
right, real man, drink water. Just fly away. Fly away. Once again, I want to thank you all for taking our program, our broadcast, our live stream. Yeah. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it tonight, y'all. Let's get it in. Yeah, that's right. Payoff is never, never cheap. But you know how we do it. You already know how we do it. We got to hear that one more game. Let's go. Too much. We gotta learn, man. Too much. We gotta learn tonight. It's that time. Too much we gotta learn. It's that time. Well, I hope you guys can hear me. Oh, man, he said no sound after the intro. Hold on. What's going on? Hold on. Let's check the sound. Ah, I know what it is. There it is. I got it. Yeah, like always, I do that. I play the intro. I forget to add myself. I know you can hear me now. So now, guess what? We got to play that song one more again. We got to play that song one more time. Let's go. Too much we got to learn. Come on. Hey, too much we got to learn today, y'all. Oh, man. Well, greetings, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you guys and welcome everyone to the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show, where I am your gracious host, Tyron Joe. And tonight's topic is false sense of self. But you know how we do. Before we get into that, we're going to go ahead and tell you what you should be doing as far as your health, because you know that government poison is out there. Yeah, that government poison is out there, and it is imperative that we get some vitamin C up in us, get some of that vitamin D3, get some of the trace minerals, potassium, salt, zinc. Get some magnesium. Get some manganese. Get you some water. And get you some walking. Real men, don't forget. Real men are gonna always drink water. It ain't gonna be no wavering. It's gonna be, you know, water. Yeah, there's gonna be some days we're gonna drink some carbonation. Might drink a little juice, but their fallback game. I heard somebody say their fallback game was single. That's a bad fallback, but their fallback game will be water all another time. Well, glad we got John in tonight. Because I want to talk a little bit about the government regime that we are under right now. People are asking the question, what happened to the virus? Yeah, we're not really supposed to be saying that word on here, but let's try to say, pandemic. We keep it the pandemic. Everything up under that conversation is going to be pandemic tonight. What happened to the pandemic? We don't know. Like, just a few weeks ago, they was talking about the numbers and how the numbers was blooming. And they started saying, maybe a month ago, they started saying, we're going to release the mask mandate, and we're going to open the world back up. We're going to open the country back up. But then right after, what they say, Russia then bombed Ukraine. Come on, y'all. Do y'all see how the world, y'all see how this government regime that we have is just playing you like a damn Billy Goat? Just a month, just probably a month or two ago, we was just talking about how the Supreme Court had voted and said that it was unconstitutional to demand people in the workforce to get that, you know what? How they all voted. They said, no, that's unconstitutional right there. You can't do that. So I guess when they found out, they figured out, since we got defeated on that, we got to strike up some more controversy because that controversy went on for 2 years. So that's getting a little bit played out. So now we must figure out our next move. And look what we got now. And you're being reminded of it. You're being reminded of it every time you go to the gas station. Like, doggone it. What is it? What's going on? I know, you know what? If you ask me, I believe that it's going to be another 4 years, 3 years of what we had maybe two presidencies ago. I'm just saying, keep in mind, this person that's governed this world, he was his vice president. You don't think he would finish to run out his plan? I ain't saying no names tonight. Try not to say no names tonight, ladies and gentlemen. If you're going to speak on this topic, try not to say nobody's name. If you can follow what I'm saying, you know who I'm talking about. I'm just saying, it seems like this regime that we're under right now is being carried on over by the man that's in office now. The regime that we was under two presidencies ago. We're going to bring John back up. We're going to bring John up, see what he got to say. Hold on 1 second. I got to do something real quick. All right, there we go. What's going on, John?
What's going on?
Oh, man, you got it. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to
mean, well, he said that they was going to open up the reserves. But, I mean, is the number still steady going up at the pump if they're going to open up the reserves? Right. That's what it is. Sound like I mean, it just sound like I'm just saying, just in a whole nother love. Controversy to keep everybody in the uproar. Well, I know New York ain't saying that. I know they better not be saying that. Well, New York. Wow. Man, I got harassed. I got harassed when I was in New York almost a couple years ago, because they wanted to know where we were going, why we were coming up, where we were going to be staying at. I ended up writing stuff down. They even put my phone number down, and they blew me up. I just hang up on them all the time until I got a letter talking about they going to send them boys my way. I'm like, oh, man. Yeah, they were going to send the feds. They was trying to look scare tactics, but I just took the paper to the guy who was my boss. Because really a whole bunch of us was getting that letter. So we just took it to him. He was like, man, he's like, look, you all can work. Call them and tell them. He said, we're going to call them to this. He said, we're going to call them and harass them. And so by the time I got ready to call them and talk to them, they was like, oh, yeah, we're not saying you can't be here. We just want to know, we just want to make sure you stay in your room after you leave work. You stay in your hotel room for, 14 days. They want us to quarantine. And so they said every day of the quarantine, they would send me a text asking me how am I feeling. And I'd be like, I guess give them a scale of 1 to 10. And I put 10 on there. And they're like, okay, all right, you have 6 more days. You have 7 more days. And after that was over, they left me alone. Oh, that man, that was harassment, though. I ain't going to lie. I don't know about no extra, but we got a stipend, and we got paid our, our pay. Well, no, we still went to work. We still went to work, so it wasn't like we just had to stay there. Yeah. Man, we weren't staying nowhere. We weren't staying nowhere. We go straight to Walmart doing our thing, whatever. Hanging out in the parking lot. I mean, come on, man, we weren't staying nowhere. They just come on, who's gonna be there to monitor us? Who's gonna monitor us? But I agree. We should have got extra. I totally agree we should have got extra. Like right now, certain companies. Well, not now, but back when it was really being enforced, if you had COVID or you thought you were sick, and they sent you home for 10 days, some people weren't getting paid, they paid. But then they started hollering. The see, thing is, depending on which branch you work for in my company, that may not be a union. And so they ain't really got nobody to holler for you. Sometimes you got to holler for yourself. And so a whole bunch of people start hollering to me, hey, man, I didn't get my COVID pay because, man, I stayed home for 10 days and I ain't get paid no money. And some of them, they start getting the ones, you know, ones that didn't get theirs a while ago, they got that back pay. Your company pay that, John? That's what's up, because, yeah, man, these companies will try to get you. That's why I ain't really, that's why I'm still, every day, I'm still praying to God that, you know, this be my big day that I can, you know, just start working for myself. Because when you work for other people, you know what I'm saying, you putting a whole life in other people's hands. You know what I'm saying? You putting a whole lot of your life into other people's hands. And, you know, I mean, that's just crazy. But people, some people got wife and kids or husband and kids, and they got to live off that money. Straight up. If y'all out of town, we'll come travel to you. And I'm gonna tell you, I see podcast groups, man. Like, man, some of these podcast groups, they travel to different cities because they got just such a huge following. I was watching one comedian, and he was saying that some little comedy club, they call on podcasters to come and just talk because they can't find no comedian. I'm like, wow. I'm like, man, they could have been called me. I'm like, I ain't no comic, but I bet you let me rock the mic 5-10 minutes because, you know, they give them like a 5 or 10 minute spot. I bet you somebody going to be laughing when I get up off that mic. So they can call me. Straight up. But, you know, it all depends on the city, too. I mean, I'm in Minneapolis. I'm right there close by. So I don't know if they're doing it, but I know New York, Cali, Texas, Florida, Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? All them areas, they have a podcast that come up and rock the mic. I'm like, man, I'll rock the mic for a minute. Straight up. Most definitely. Straight up. Any comedy clubs out there, I'll rock the mic 5-10 minutes. I don't care if they boo me. They get the Joan in the audience, I'm Joaning back. All right, we're going to have a good little time. We're going to clown. We're going to have a nice little time. I mean, at least you have your little bit of entertainment going on where you can continue to sell your drinks, sell your food or whatever. You can keep the bar going. You can keep, you know what I'm saying, because that's what it's all about. They're trying to sell them drinks and sell their food. And we're going to make sure the people eat and drink. That's what it's all about. Yes, sir. And I'm looking for your boy D, but you know what? I'm gonna play a video. I got a video I need to play. I want to get your opinion. This is something that they got people all up in arms this week. Something I posted on my storyline. And it got people all up in arms. I'm probably going to play this video again, but I'm going to play it right now. And I'll bring you right back, John, get your opinion.
That
Well, shout out to Pastor Dow. That's Pastor Dow at Straightway Ministries. Man, Pastor Dow was speaking some straight facts, and he also was speaking Bible. But the problem is that we have here in our society is that people are so emotional when it comes down to words till people can't receive the message. And the message was that the way we have been doing this for so many years, so long, has been the wrong way. It is now time that we do things the right way. Meaning that, man, we got to stop all this sex. Come on now, we got to stop all of this sex. That's number one. I'm talking to the fellas right now, because the thing is, fellas, you meet a nice, sexy woman. You meet a nice, pretty woman. She got nice breasts. She got an ass. She got all that. And then what? You ready to stick your dick in? Okay. But at the end of the day, once you do that, you done lost yourself some power. Man, I need some help real quick. You done lost yourself some power. Once you do that, your power is being lost, because you didn't hold that woman. You didn't hold that woman to, hey, you know, we're not gonna do this. So now you done stuck yourself in inner. Lost that power. Then let's say you didn't even have a Jimmy head, and now she pregnant. You really done lost power now, because now she going to run who? To them people, and she about to put you on papers. Run it to the people, then the papers. So this is what Pastor Dowd is saying, is that we have to do better for ourselves if we want better. And what he said about an adulterous woman, not only is she adulterous, but she is a bitch. Let's just take a look. We got to take a little look at the definition of bitch. I don't really normally use that word. I don't normally use the B word. I mean, it's so many other words out here that I can use. Come on, there's so many other words that I can use. Till, you know, bitch is just at the bottom of the scale. That's just at the bottom. We ain't even go to the top. That's really messing people up. So let's try something else real quick. The word bitch. It says, I can't pull it up on the screen just yet, so I'm just gonna read it. It says that it is a female dog, a wolf, fox, or otter. So it's not just a dog, but it's other animals as well, and it's all of the female species. Then it says a spiteful, unpleasant, or disliked woman. That's interesting. Then it goes to a woman. Then it says a person who is completely subservient to another. Then it says used as a form of address. Then it says a difficult or unpleasant situation or thing. Then it says a complaint. I'm just saying that B word is just really not anything pleasant. And that's what happens when you... That's what happens when you marrying outside of the will of God. That's pretty much what it is. You marrying outside of the will of God. What did he say? When he said marriage is when you insert yourself into that woman. See, and that's the thing. You can't be just inserting yourself into every woman that you see. You know what I'm saying? I mean, unless you're doing polygamy. I ain't gonna jump off into it, because we're gonna have King Dwayne come up here in a minute. Well, not yet, because we ain't even did our introduction and not all that. So we're going to have King Dwayne come on later on, and he's going to talk about the qualifications for a man to be married. Because you know what the problem is? I'm going to tell you what the problem is. We had a lot of people yesterday hit my inbox, but they saw that on my storyline. And I had a lot of women hit my inbox talking about, so, well, to me, it only sounds like he's just talking about the men. They just talking about the women. Well, what about the men? Stop right there. That's the problem. What was last week's message? Last week's message was, if there ever been a time to mind our own business, the time is now. When you ask about what somebody else is doing, you ain't minding your business. Hold on, man. I need to say that one more time. When you talk about what somebody else is doing, you're not minding your own business. Man, I need a napkin. I'm near the nap, and I'll be right back. All right, let's try it again. When you talking about what somebody else is doing, you're not minding your own business. So today, ladies and gentlemen, let's mind our own business. Let's stop thinking about what somebody else is doing and think about what we're going to do. Hello, let's stop thinking about what somebody else is doing. Let's think about what we're going to do. I can't follow him because it sounds to me that if the woman has to be a virgin before she can be eligible for marriage, would that be the same thing as if Jesus Christ is coming back and he's going to be the one that marries the church if the church is not pure? Come on, man. Number one, you putting apples and oranges together. That's number one. Number two, he said that this is the way that it should be, because we know this is not what's going on today. Let me bring John up. I want to get John's reaction. I'm going to slow it down and get John's reaction real quick. What he got on it? We gotta change all that, John. I'm gonna tell you right on this program, we're gonna raise that up on this program. We're gonna encourage, we're gonna promote men not giving up the rod. Ladies, closing your legs and shutting your mouth. Facts. 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 Right. So wait, stop right there. What is common sense though? Thank you. But you want to know what's crazy? Pastor Dow, he not even a Christian pastor. Yeah, he not even a Christian pastor. Yeah, or we can even say nature, a nature point of view. And that's what he did when he talked about a bitch, a female dog, and how it amount anything. That's nature. Nature all day. And so we got to get away from that. And thank you. I know what he's talking about. I heard that shout out to Kevin Samuels. I heard him talking about that, how he said it, that he was doing a series about dogs. And I remember he said that that he remembered this little pretty dog that I guess a family member used to have, and they used to keep that little pretty dog. It was a female, used to keep her, and you know, just baby that little thing around. But they said when that time come when she didn't heat, they said she'd be giving up to any old dog, the stray dog, all of them, she giving it up to him. So most definitely. Oh, that's right, yeah. Were they sitting on the couch? Okay, I got to see that. I only seen the first video. I got to see the others. Yeah. Right. You know, when you was in the Marine Corps, you went like overseas, right? And thing is, I think I posted up a couple weeks ago, probably a month ago. I was saying that's where you might have to go if you really want to find that woman that's gonna really give you what you're looking for. And a lot of people, you know, went off on me about it and everything. But the point is, the reason why I'm saying that is that because a lot of women in what we call, I gotta do this for the camera, what we call third world country, a lot of them women, they understand what it's like to be covered, to have a covering up under you. They understand what it's like to be under a man, to have a man be there for you. They understand that You know what I'm saying? They're not going around saying, I don't need no man. They're going around saying, hey, I need a man. I desire a man. You know, I know without a man, I don't have no cover. Facts. Facts. Mm-hmm. Right. Let me bring D in. D, your mic is open.
Hey, how's it going out there, fellas?
Oh, you guys doing okay? Oh, yeah.
All right. Pretty good subject you got going tonight. I heard what you started yet.
But go ahead.
You ain't started it yet, but I heard what the preacher was saying on the video.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that cat, he was pretty close to being right. You know, I have to give him kudos because a lot of these girls don't know that while you're out there playing Miss Popular, you're getting a little bit of popular everything that's running around. You know, and sometimes it don't bite you until 5 or 10 years later. Then you say, "Oh boy, I remember that." But you guys doing pretty good, man. I'm kicking back and listening to the good part.
Man, you sound like you're sleepy, D.
No, I ain't sleep, man. I mean, I mean, you know, man, 300 years old. I'm out here handling business, you know, popping and locking and break dancing and everything.
You know, you've been good, though.
Yeah, well, you know, when you get as old as I am, you know, you get you a nice tube of Bengay and some 3S tonic and sit back and watch cowboy pictures.
Hey, D, do me a favor. Hey, when this show is over with, go back and watch the beginning because we were talking about your boy earlier. How you getting ready to run this country in the ground.
Who's that?
Your boy about to run this country in the ground. Your boy.
You talking about Joe?
Yeah.
The only guy I know that's running the country in the ground is a guy that was having those secret meetings with Putin and wouldn't let the United States interpreter be there to understand how he gave American secrets away to Joe, Mr. Putin. But, everybody's after my main man, Joe, because the prices are high, because they don't understand the commodities and supply and demand, you know, so they're going to put the blame on the figurehead when actually it's the Senate that set things in right so that the figurehead can put a stamp of approval on it.
I'm gonna say this, D. That was a certain Republican congressman where he was running for Congress for Indianapolis. You might know him. He came on our program. Oh man, somebody, all right, John, I'm about to mute you. All right. Okay, so as I was saying, it was a certain congressman. He came on our show. You might know who he is, D, but he was running for Congress. He came on our show, and he said that the Democrats for the past 50 years then ran this country in the ground and messed this whole country up. And you know what? I'm starting to think it's a little bit truth today.
Well, since you just had a birthday, I'm not going to spank you about that. But, but see the only thing about that, and I'm going to have to give me a computer so y'all can see who this guy is. But check this out. As a European, I know that the title of a president is a prestigious title. And, yes, he has certain powers. But when you flip it over with the way that the United States system is set up, the president can do nothing without the Senate. That's the young man that used to be the majority leader, Mr. Mitch McConnell, when he made sure that Obama could not get anything passed because he would not put it on the floor. Now, you can get 1,000 bills coming through, but unless the leader of the Senate put it on the floor, the rest of the senators don't know what's happening. That's why you got the setup like you got now. Now, I can say this because I've earned the right to freedom of speech. Now, check this out. As soon as Uncle Donald gave the word to Putin, he immediately invaded Ukraine. The word was, he's a smart man, and he's sending those peacekeepers. And no sooner than he could say, get peacekeepers out of his mouth, then all of a sudden Ukraine is being overran with this circle. You know how you in grade school when it's getting ready to be a fight, you got all these kids standing around, the two in the middle, you know, and they get up there scrapping. And that's what it was. Putin had lined up all his men up around Ukraine. Uncle Donald gave him the word. And I'll bet you the fly on the wall in those secret meetings between Putin and Uncle Donald putting out the United States interpreter, but keeping the Russian interpreter there, I bet the fly on the wall is saying, man, did you hear him? Uncle Donald just said that the goal word is going to be peacekeepers. Bang, and that's when it went. But see, just like a bully messing with kids in school. The bully in school don't know that this kid he's been picking on, one day going to fire up on him. So now Putin found out.
We're going to get back to that one. I said call in early because we're going to get on that. But that's something right there. I know I'll probably be back on that next week. As long as these prices at the pump is still high, we're going to talk about it because your boy talking about. He about to release the reserves, but the numbers steady going up. If the reserves is open, why the numbers going up?
Well, see, you're a young guy. You don't know anything about this. Back when the president, when the Middle East did that oil embargo, and the president released the reserves, the gas price bottomed out. I mean, it shot down real quick. And then everybody, yeah, that's my man. That president, my man.
That's what needs to happen right now.
It will as soon as he releases the reserves. I'll say it like this. He can release the reserves, but if the Senate said no, they ain't going to even release them. Let's get back to the other part. I can chew you up on this, but let's get back to the other part. I'm listening, boss.
All right, I'm going to come back to you, but anyway. Man, that's messed up, boy. If the Senate screw up, I mean, the Senate is screwing the whole country, boy. That's crazy. But all right, y'all. Excuse me. I had to hop on politics with D. But all right, we back to dating and relationships, what Pastor Dow was saying. And John, thing is, see, John making a good point about, you know, not keeping people out of the conversation. But I'm going to tell you the reason why I deal with the scriptures a lot and talk about the scriptures, because that's the area where I know a lot of our people are. You won't believe. Man, I've dated a lot of heathenistic women. I hate to say it, but I've dated a lot of women that really have an evil spirit in them. But one thing remained true, a constant that remained true in that woman, they went to church. I'm like, man, how can something that is so vain and vile? But, I mean, they went to church, so, you know, they quoted scriptures. So that's why, hey, you quoting scriptures, I'm going to quote them right with you. So that's why I stay up on the Bible to read it when I'm talking to somebody that want to hint at the scriptures. I'm going to hint right at it with them. But I can do that too, talk without the scriptures. I can talk all day about dating the relationship without the scriptures, because it goes back to natural order of things. And, you know, I like how Pastor Dad put it with the dog. I mean, come on, men, let's think about it. Men, do you want a woman? And I know men don't, because a lot of men, they make this the whole priority. What's your body count? What? If the body count too high, they don't want you. So, yeah, we got to think about that. But the time is far spent, so let's go ahead and hop right on into, man, let's hop right along into our topic for tonight. That is a false sense of self. And really, in a way, we kind of hopped off into it, because we want to talk about this false sense of self. All right, well, let me go get my thing back up on the board. And we do have some scriptures that we're going to read tonight. We sure do. Scripture from last week. Scripture from last week. This was a thought. And that thought was, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And if you caught a little bit of that talk that we was just saying, as far as what's going on in the world today, as far as our gas prices, then you'd know that this is what we are battling up against. We are battling up against spiritual wickedness in high places. But for tonight, we are dealing with a subject topic that is a false sense of self. And real quick, this is what I did as I was thinking about this topic, getting ready to prepare myself for the topic. I went and did a quick Google search, and I put in there false sense of self. And there was a statement that popped up, and it says this. It says, the false self is an artificial persona that people create very early in life to protect themselves from re-experiencing developmental trauma, shock, and stress in close relationships, meaning our delusionary self-creation process starts early in our childhood. Wow. As much as reading that irked me, there was nothing but truth in that. Let me see. Is this it? Y'all, yeah, that's it. Let me go ahead and read that thing again. Put it up there for y'all to see. The false self is an artificial. The false self is an artificial persona that people create very early in life to protect themselves from re-experiencing developmental trauma, shock, and stress in close relationships, meaning our delusionary self-creation process starts early in our childhood. And it's a daggone shame. It's a gift and a curse, because as a child, you should have a strong imagination. But then there comes a point in your life where you got to tap out of the imagination and tap into reality. You must tap out of falsivity. Tap back into reality. There's a scripture to talk about evil being first seen. Really, that's in the Quran. I don't have the Quran verse with me today, but I have the Bible verse. We're gonna read that. Isaiah 5:20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. That's very scary right there. We gotta watch out. We gotta watch out for that. Crossing over into adulthood, you gotta be very careful of how you are moving around. You gotta be very careful of the things you are saying, because as the statement, the Google statement about false sense of self, it talks about how it's going to get programmed into your mind soon enough. Speaking of programming into the mind, let's go back to the garden days when Eve and Adam was in the garden. God had gave Adam the directives. He had gave him the order. Eve knew the order, but that certain reptilious snake, serpent, came and whispered in her ear. If you have her ear, you got her heart. But it's got to be the right type of mouth that's whispering in your ear. Shout out to King Dwayne. He said, you will not surely die. He said, oh, no. God told Adam, this is what will happen. And so the serpent, he whispered in her ear. He whispered some more things in her ear. And then what did the scripture say? It said that when she had realized, she began to eat of the fruit. And then she just gave the fruit over to Adam. Why are we saying this? Because you took something that was supposed to be law, something that was an order. You took it, and then you had no disregard for it. Therefore, we fell into sin. Adam, being the man, allowed himself to not even question what she did, not even question what she was putting in his mouth, and went on ahead and went with it. That's why we fell into sin. That was evil. That was evil being portrayed all through the garden. Falsivity was being portrayed all through the garden. But if we're not careful here in America, if we're not careful here in modern day times, this can't continue. But like John was saying, we need to raise up something different, something new. And that's what I plan to do here on this platform program is that we want to promote and encourage telling the truth. We want to promote and encourage being real. We want to promote and encourage to be honest with yourself. I mean, at least be honest with yourself. You can't be honest with nobody else. Be honest with yourself. Don't tell yourself these lies. Okay. Now let's go back to the thumbnail. I'm gonna bring everybody back up in a minute, but let's go back to the thumbnail. It says a false sense of self, and then it has a number 10 with the not allowed sign. We have people today that really believe when you ask the question, are you a 10? Man, when you ask the question, how do you rate yourself from 1 to 10 and you can't use 7? Shout out to Kevin Samuels. And you can't use 7. You have people that really deep down in the bare bones of their body will say that they are a 10. And we know that that is farther from the truth. We know good and damn well you ain't no 10. But deep down in your soul, you said you are a 10. And we have people out there that is encouraging them, saying, well, if you feel like a 10, then you are a 10. Man, I had a Facebook, let me read a little bit of this. I had a Facebook conversation today, man. I mean, an inbox conversation today had me cracking up. Man, let me read a little bit of what the brother said. He said, have you ever thought about this? For all the women who feel that they are a 10, I wonder if they realize that the scale of grading 1 to 10 was created by a man in order to give another man a visual way to rate the quality of a woman. L.E., bro, she's a 5 or she's about an 8. So what that means is if a woman can rate herself as a 10, we as men can raise that bar to 20 in order to adjust to that curve they put on. I mean, seriously, we have to get out of the falsivity of telling lies to ourselves. A 10. Why would you say that? And the thing is, I'm gonna stay on it. But let's say this though, it's nothing wrong with being average. It's nothing wrong with dating an average man or dating an average woman. It's nothing wrong with none of that. So why would it be so hard to say, well, I'm about an 8. I'm about I don't even go to an 8. I'm about a 6.5, or maybe I'm a 5.5, 5.5, 5.4, 5.6. Say that. But don't just go straight to the top and say I'm a 10. Do you know what that would look like? Do you know what that means? Number one, that means that there's no more room for error. I mean, there's no more room for improvement. And I'm quite sure if you are a human, there's always room for improvement. So what that mean? Probably not any 10s out here in the world, huh? I'd say your 8s, 9s, and so-called proverbial 10s are your so-called models that they put before you in the world, That's who would look like that. But at the end of the day, I know 9s and 10s is not models. I know some in the hood. I know 9s and 10s, 8s in the hood that are not modeled. They live right in the hood, come from the hood. But then also, let's do this. A 10 also would be your mindset. Do you move? Do you operate like a 10? We can say that all day. Are you operating like a 10? To be able to operate like a 10, we got to go back to Pastor Dow. What did Pastor Dow say? To be what you call to be eligible for marriage, meaning that your hymen couldn't even been broke, meaning that the night of your marriage, the night that we're not even going to say wedding, but the night that you said that I am marrying this man, your hymen couldn't be broke. Dwayne, he's going to come in later on and give us, a few minutes because we run out of time. So you asking everybody to be a little short with their responses. But yes, meaning that you was pure. I mean, think about it, ladies. Look at it this way. What us men, what we are raising up in this generation, in this time, we're trying to raise up pure women. Meaning that, no, we're not for y'all going around just giving it to any man. And then in return, if you ain't giving it to any man, then how is the man going to be able to get it? So what that means? The man in return is not going out having sex as well. Everybody want to ask questions, what about the man? What about him? That's what is about him, is that he's not doing it easy. If you're not giving it to him, he's not doing it. But therefore, it sounds like a problem, and an age-long problem sounds like a problem against all. Talking about falsity, false sense of self. We got to stop lying to ourselves. We got to stop lying to our children. We're speaking about president. We're speaking about president politics with D. Look, that president that D was talking about, he had a campaign that said change that you could believe in. And he also wrote a book that said, that was named The Audacity of Hope. I want you to think about something. I ain't going to go too deep. I want you to think about something. What really changed? I want you to think about this strong. During them 8 years, what really changed for your life? Let me ask you. Before he became president, how was your financial status? After the presidency, how was your financial status? Think about that. I just want you to think about some things. Now, I'm going to say this. Shout out to what he did with the student loan. The health care, I was a little bit shaky on the health care because once you did your taxes, you was questioning a lot about, you know, whether you had health care or not. And if you didn't, you could get a $700 penalty put on your taxes. See, that's the part that the people that, you know, hey, you don't talk about my president. That's the part that they don't really realize. You had a $700 charge put on your taxes if you didn't have health care throughout the whole year. Say you had health care for 6 months. Well, they're going to say, well, for the other 6 months you didn't have it, you got to pay. Come on, man. We talking about being true. We telling the truth out here. I ain't gonna lie. I love the guy. For real. The swag all day was crazy about it. But at the end of the day, we gotta hold some people accountable. We're talking about tonight a false sense of self, lying to ourselves where the truth is better. Telling ourselves that we tens, but we know good damn well we not no ten. We ain't even gonna get on the look for home. We talking about even mindset. If you listen to somebody speaking words of encouragement or talking, but the fact that you don't like that person, and you know you say, well, it's not about what you say, it's about how you say it, or it's about who's saying it. You already behind the eight ball. You already jacked up and confused because you allowing this person that you don't really understand or this person that you don't really like to keep you away from getting the message, to keep you away from learning what you need to learn. Falsivity, false sense of self. I would do myself a disservice to tell somebody that is well overweight that they are the perfect picture of beauty when the perfect picture of beauty is health. Let's go to the scriptures again. Jesus said, what? I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. If you are well overweight, how are you having life abundantly? Come on. You got to ask yourself these questions. You got to ask yourself these questions. If I'm well overweight, that's why I'm out there in the gym now trying to work out, trying to lose weight. I see King Dwayne in the gym right now because we are, you know, saying in our mind, hey, in order to practice what we preach, we got to put this into play. We got to put this into action. I told y'all I wasn't going to hold you long, man. I hope John ready. I'm about to click on him. John John. All right. Oh, I know. Let me see. D, I know D probably fired up. Okay. My perfect of beauty. Your perfect of beauty is subjective, though. Perfect picture of beauty. I mean, we talking about both. We talking about outside and inside the mind. Outside and inside the mind. I say this. If you are on social media, oh, man, if you're on social media, you already you done got docked a few points. You done got docked a few more points if you're on social media. I'm just saying, because that indoctrination, believe it or not, social media is indoctrinating the mind. I know somebody that said, I remember somebody that posted a question. It was like, what has changed? What has changed as far as the dating world from the 50s to now? And I remember I put it on there. I was like, it was the fact that now we have social media, and that is really clouding the minds of the people. One of my detractors, one of my trolls, she's on the gentleman's page as well. She hurry up and comment. As soon as she seen me, she, you know, she hurry up and started talking about something. Ain't nothing changed. It was the same way back then. I'm like, how would you know when you only like 45, 46? You weren't even born back in the 50s. So how would you know? Because, I mean, just being real with you, any media is indoctrination of the mind. Come on, there's TV right here behind me. People, come on. People have been watching that thing for years. You can't tell me when that Sara Lee commercial come on about them cupcakes and cookies, you're not trying to go get your debit card and your keys to go to Walmart to go get you some cupcakes and cookies. Come on, man. Stop playing with me. Let me bring somebody in, man, because I'm about to be on this thing all night. Let's see. D. D, your mic is on. D, 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 D. All right. John, I don't know where John went. But we're going to bring Dwayne in. If Dwayne ready, we're going to bring him in. Everybody done went in the heat. Don't hide, y'all. Come on out. We're going to hear the truth. We're going to hear the truth tonight. She keeps saying it's still subjective. Well, hey, I dropped the link. I dropped the link for you. I want you to come on in because we're talking about beauty inside and out. If you that beautiful, I want to hear beauty coming out your mouth. Come on, man. Come on. We can do this all night. I want to hear beauty come out of your mouth. It was coming out your mouth is talking about what happened on Housewives of Atlanta. You already below the eight ball. You're already below the eight ball because, I mean, House of Atlanta, that's Ratchet TV. We're not talking Ratchet, okay? If I want to see the beauty inside you, I want to hear beauty. I don't want to hear about ratchetness. I don't want to hear about, the Netflix shows. We want to hear about realism, something that's going to, as a man, that's going to make me think like, boy, she on that? Man, King Dwayne, come on in, man, because everybody went and ran. Everybody went and ran. King Dwayne, what's going on, brother? Yes, sir. What's the song? One, two, three, three, 9800 Empire. Yeah, 5 on 1 C 3. Yes, sir. Thank you. Oh, did we lose him? Oh, I guess we lost him. Okay. Well, this is what we're going to do. Let me bring D in. Dwayne, not D. Not Dwayne. D. D, is your mic on?
Yeah. Can you hear me, boss?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I got to agree with part of what Dwayne was saying. So, I'm not going to charge him the tuition fee to go into David's School of Philosophical Philosophy and Biblical Terminology Theologian Seminar. So, hey, but, you know, what he said was correct. You know, I'm going to have to go back through that part again about Satan going after the seed of Adam. I'm going to have to go back through that again. But the way he broke it down was very decent. I mean, I ain't going to pat him on the back because I don't want him to get the big heads, you know. But but that was pretty decent. I liked that because once you take the man out of the equation, and women today, they don't want to admit it, but Satan took and gave Eve something, and Eve passed it to every female that's on this planet. He got in Eve's ear. If you want some trouble started, put it in a woman's ear. Now, I ain't going to say the men are all bad, but put it in a woman's ear. And I guarantee you, she can put it across the city faster than the news carrier can. And, you know, it's not nothing to say that the women are so bad and all that. Hey, some of my best lovers have been women. Most of them, all of them. But we have to get to the point. We have to get to the point. Actually have to stand up like, you know, like the guy did in that movie with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence, when the guy stood up and said, "I'd be that baby pappy, daddy. Boss, I'd be that baby's pappy," or something like that. Anyway,
yeah,
we have
that.
To stand up and tell the truth. A lot of women like to say, "Well, this girl like that and this girl like that," because she didn't have a father figure. At some point, there was some man that came across her lifestyle that did fit that father figure role. Uncle, cousin, somebody was telling her right from wrong. But because of the thing that Satan did to Eve, this girl's buddies, friends, peer pressure got in her ear and say, "Hey, you don't have to do this. You don't have to do that." Like right now, I bet you cannot find, well, I'm going to keep myself here while I say this because I don't want to get shot at. I guarantee you, you can't find 50 girls in high school that haven't been touched, a virgin. You see what I'm saying? Because we've got,
no.
As a bus driver, I've seen grade school kids talking about, "I'm the LGBTQRZ and all that." I'm like, wait a minute. You ain't even got water behind your ear, and you talking about you this and that? That's because they buddies are doing it and saying it, and they think, well, it's a new fashion statement, so I can see it. Just like the little brothers running around here with they got a belt on and got their pants down to the ankles. Why have a belt on if you got your pants down to your ankles? and you got them little railroad tracks in your boxers. I mean, you know, what girl in the right man want to talk to a guy like that?
I got a question for you, D. I got a question.
Yes, sir. I got my boxing gloves on, too.
I'm going to recap what we're talking about for Namia, because Namia said she lost. She said she lost, and that's it. You come to the right place. You come to the lost and found, because you're going to find what this topic is about. But let me ask you, D. When you was a kid, didn't your mama say girls with sugar, spice, and everything nice, but then you realize when you was a grown man that wasn't the truth? Wasn't that falsity, like a false sense of self?
Man, don't make me tell the truth, man. Stop.
Please.
but I did. I did find out that when it came to girls, one thing that my mother did tell me that was true, and that's a man don't hit a woman. Now, the sugar and spice, I found a whole lot of girls was not nice. So, it's like King Dwayne said, you know, I have yet to find in the tampered with King James Version where you have to have a marriage license to be with the woman. Now, the scripture, if I quote it correctly, because I'm eating this donut, scripture says, go take you a wife. I don't see where it says, okay, you go on and get with this girl and take her before
the
priest. He's going to write you out a marriage license and all that. You know, I don't see that. But even when it comes down to the point of a divorce, God doesn't even recognize a divorce, because he said in the word, for your sake and the hardness of Moses' heart, he gave y'all a bill of divorce. You know, when you get married to this woman, or you take this woman and you faithful to her and you treat her the way she's supposed to be treated, you know, even if something does, a chuck hole comes along the way, you and her can maneuver around that chuck hole, or either you can get her out of that chuck hole because you two love each other like yourselves. And the bad thing about a divorce is if you got offsprings and you mixed up in a divorce, the kids don't know which way to go, because I love my daddy, but I love my mama too. You see what I'm saying? So it's just a wild situation. And most women today, I believe the topic is about don't overvalue yourself, or how do you rate yourself? Most women today, totally false. For every one woman that is true, there's 9 to 20 that are false. I got to have hair extensions. I've got to have false eyelashes. I got to have false fingernails. And some of them have even went too far as get false breast augmentations and false butts. And then, you know, you think you got this perfect 10 model, and when you get back home, you get ready to have business with her, and you find out that she's got a 747 jet turning around up in there, and she's supposed to be just a virgin. I hope you caught what I said.
Oh, yeah.
That's why over in the Middle East country, if a man married a woman and she was not a virgin, he'd take that fella back to her parents. Hey, you take this. Somebody messed up my stuff. I don't want that. She tainted.
This is a part of the history and part of the Bible that's not being preached in churches these days. That's why you can get it right here on this podcast.
Well, the reason why it ain't being taught in many churches is because a lot of them preachers themselves been messed up. You know, it's a true fact. A lot of people did not know that King James was an African-American. A lot of people didn't know that. But like the Bible says, if the blind lead the blind, they all fall in the ditch. Look at all these people out there. I tell you, you can go out there and start wearing a three-piece suit every day for about 2 or 3 months, and you'll find out somebody else will start wearing a three-piece suit. They want to do what they see somebody else do, whether it be right or whether it be wrong. They want to do what somebody else do. And poor Eve, in my opinion, she did tell an untruth. She told a falsity. She said, for God has forgiven me, for he has given me a man-child. That is not true, because if he had forgiven her, then the man-child that she said God has given her and forgiven her for, the women would not have to go through the problems that they go through today. And I'll sit back and listen, man, because Dwayne's putting it out there, and I might have to drink a Pepsi for him. He's kind of hitting it on the head tonight.
All right. Well, before Dwayne comes back, we're gonna recap this thing for Namia, and we hope after I get through recapping this, Namia understand what this topic is about, and then once Dwayne gets through, we're gonna bring Namia up. All right. So we talk about a false sense of self, and I did a quick Google search, just wanted to see what Google had to say, and man, this was really amazing what Google said. It said the false self is an artificial persona that people create very early in life to protect themselves from re-experiencing developmental trauma, shock, and stress in close relationships, meaning our delusionary self-creation process starts early in our childhood. Meaning that the lies we tell ourselves when we're kids, we carry those over into adulthood, which is bad for our mental capacity. I know today, March 10th, I do not look like Idris Elba. I don't look like Will Smith. I don't look like all these other basketball, football players that y'all ladies fantasize about. I know I don't look like them. So I went there and say, well, you know, the body I got, you know, I look like, you know, this body I got, this muscled up. I went there and say this body I'm in is muscled up. I went there and do that. I say it's an overweight body, but hey, it's a work in progress. Body is real. That's what I would say. I wouldn't say that, hey, I'm a 10. I'm a 10. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say I'm a work in progress. You know what I'm saying? If y'all ladies could say that, when I post the question of how do you rate yourself from 1 to 10, you can't use 7. You know what? I would give you an A+ for that. I'm like, you know what? She came with the real. But, Namia, to say it's okay to if you feel like a 10, to say you're a 10 inside and out, that's a little bit of a false sense of self that we're giving our sisters, Namia. And I'm here to help our sisters to tell the truth. By saying that, our sisters are not telling the truth, Namia. Come on, I need you to bear witness to that. Our sisters are not being able, they're not really being able to comprehend the truth. We have sisters that is well overweight, thinking they can pull a man that look like Idris Elba, a Will Smith, or whatever, thinking they can get that type of man. And this man looking at you like, the audacity? King Dwayne, let me bring King Dwayne on here. Like that. I hope you got it. I hope you got it. Did you get it that time to me? Put it in the comment. Put it in the chat. Go ahead, King. Ooh. Uh-oh. All over the place.
I have to be able to not go back to what a lot of followers of the situation that happened to set it out. You know, I think about what I read. Many because you said something that needs to be said for this to be added back on. So I've got my friend that goes very remarkable about it. And that's nice because that's the biggest place. That's what they call it.
Yeah, that's their little playground.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Man, smoking cigarettes. Okay, John, have a good one, bro. Come on. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. That's right. One side, right. Yes, sir. Right, we gotta keep it real. Bone stay the same size. That's facts. That's facts. We gotta stop. Yeah, we gotta stop it. Why would he say something like that? Yeah. What's up, Namia? How you doing, Namia? There she go. There she go. She's still confused, y'all. She's still confused what we talking about. We talking about telling the truth. Talking about telling the truth. Okay, stop. Okay. Let's ask the question. What is self-confidence? Stay right there. What is self-confidence? Stop right there. Uh-oh. So you said, no. Yeah, that's the part we're talking about. Well, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Facts. Namia. Okay, let's get something straight. Okay, number one, you asked me why am I comparing myself to Idris Elba. Really, I mean, I'm the reason why I brought them names up is because I know that's where you married, but for the women that's not married, I know them when these are the man, what is it? I forgot what the man icons. A lot of these women, sexual icon that a lot of these women like. That's why I name their names. Me personally, I could give two damns what a woman think about me because, I mean, yes, I've always had that type of confidence that you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but as far as health, I mean, come on, why do they in these grocery stores, they have the section called health and beauty? Because they both go hand in hand. If you are working on your health, but if you're working on your health, you're working on your beauty. Okay, Pisces in the house. All right, okay. Let me give you a shout out then. Years middle age. Yeah. Okay. Right, her hair. Right. Yeah. Right. Right. I'm not looking at it. Wait, Namia, stop, Namia, because I see what a lot of you women put up on your Facebook pages. We not going up. Well, not you. You married, but I'm talking about. Well, I see some married women doing it. I do see some married women doing it, but a lot of the single women, they putting up all these Instagram model pictures of them talking about. And I see some of the stuff talking about, girl, I wish I could do this to him and do all this mess. I keep scrolling right through, but I see what's being put on there, Fantasy Island. Because come on, let's be real. We know they not these women not gonna get these type of men. We know they not gonna get them in their life. And that's what we got to do. We got to tell them the truth. No, we're going to talk about the truth for them. The truth for them is they're not getting them men. They don't qualify for them men. No, they don't qualify. Facts. And it's nothing wrong with being average. That's another thing. There's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with being average. You know what I'm saying? I'm a proud fan, supporter of average. It ain't nothing wrong with Bubble. Yes. Okay. As a representative of the women community, please tell me what they're looking for. I'm really curious. I'm going to do that. I mean, but that's what men are supposed to supply you with. Once you become under that authority, once you become under the authority of a man, we the men are the ones supposed to supply you. Okay. He told him to take dominion over the earth. He told him to take dominion over the earth. He was a real man. What? Hold on. Wait. Who heard around here? So you said we hurt. You said we hurt. The men. There's a lot of men watching right now. If you let me explain it, then people understand why I said it, because I'm getting cut off. What I'm saying by wisdom is indicative that, number one, if you're going to be married to a woman, once she come under your authority, of course, we are obligated. We're obligated to give this woman a dick. Number two, wisdom. Women, come on now. Women love a man. I've heard this too many times from women. They say, I love me a man that can teach me something. So with all those fields that you just named that Adam was doing, he was able to teach it. He was able to teach that to Eve. Say what? No, I didn't say only. I didn't say only. I did not say only. I said those are like the main two. Supply with those two. And, you know, I mean, come on. Then if you supplying her with that, then this is my opinion. If you supplying her with dick and wisdom, don't they sound like a good sense of security? I want to feel secure. You said you want to feel secure. Well, this man is giving you what you need when you wake up in the morning, and then he's talking to you. He's teaching you throughout the day of life. Come on now, he's teaching you what he knows. But that ain't it. Okay. Good dig. Look. Good dick don't have STDs. Good dick don't have STDs in. With an STD sometimes, but go ahead. Limited experiences. Okay, how do we have limited experiences? How do we have limited experiences? Limited experiences with women. Wow. Okay. All right. I ain't gonna run down the list of women, but okay. Okay, I mean, why do you say that? Why do you feel like that? That's true. Somebody had a question for you. We can't live in the Bible days. That's somebody's question to you, Tamia. That's the truth. We're not doing all that. People do change their life, though, Tamia. So what's that I'm saying? What's wrong with that? There's nothing limited about my experiences, and my heart is healed. Oh. What you drinking, Tamia? What you drinking? Hey, tomorrow her birthday, man, so I know she's drinking it up. What you drinking, the beer? That's that Moscato talking tonight, fellas. That's what it is. It's a whole bunch of men. No, you a little extra tonight. And I told you, a lot of men that's watching. I had some questions for Tamia. I don't know. Hang on. We go. Let everybody chill out for a minute. Let me see, D. Are you still in the building, D? Man, I got your mic open, D. Will asked about calling in. Man, the public portion is closed. They closed that phone line, man. And we on our way getting ready to get up out of here for the night. Next week, Will. You can definitely call in next week. Yo, D, are you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me, boss? Hello?
D said he was there. I got your phone line open. All
right. Okay, well, I'm here.
Well,
you hear me now?
We're gonna wrap this thing up. Let me bring Tamia back real quick. We're going to have final thoughts. Let her get her final thoughts in, and we're going to get on the body here. Let me bring Tamia back. So we need help, Tamia. Help us out, Tamia. Tell us what we need to do. I mean, tell me what you say. You say that we hurt, we need some healing.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I'm not here to always be combative. I don't speak on folks and their bearings and all that all the time. But I will burn that.
Well, now let me ask you. Okay, so what's your message to a woman that may be well overweight and she ain't trying to do nothing about the weight? Since you say you motivate women. You gonna tell her to get in the gym?
You know what? I am a proponent of living a healthy life, and I'm a proponent of living a healthy life, mind, body, and spirit. It all works together in conjunction. You got to have a healthy mind, what you keep in your mind. You have to have a healthy spirit, what you keep in your spirit. You have to have a healthy body, what you keep. And that doesn't mean you have to be a size. You don't have to see be like what you see on Instagram or what you see on TV and a model to walk down.
That's the main reason why I'm on it, yeah.
You know, be unconscious of your health, because as you get older, it doesn't get any easier. And so I'm always going to be a proponent of living a healthy life.
Yeah, I know. I've always seen you in the gym, most definitely, yeah.
Can you hear me?
D, pick up the phone. You said you were here. I told you.
I'm here, sir. Can you hear me?
Pick up the phone.
Can you hear me? I'm here.
Pick up the phone. All right, we bring Dwayne in. What's going on, man? She said we hurting and we need to be healed, brother. Overtalk the logic. Get facts. Are you serious? This idiot did that? Oh, man. Hey, he should have went on and moved on. Just move on to the next one, bro.
Come on. That's why I don't even let that get to me. That's why when she was saying it, man, that wasn't getting to me. None of that bothered me because he talking about some y'all hurt, y'all limited experience. You know, I don't know. That just makes me laugh. When I hear that, it just cracks up because I'm like, clearly you don't know me. Wait, go ahead. Keep going. Keep going with your delusions. Say what? You know what? I almost said something. that's time my conversation. I got. I'm gonna holler at you after this show. you have been trying to let the cat out the bag. Tell me, straight up. Oh yeah, we understand. See, that was the point I was trying to make is about health and beauty. I'm like, why do both of those go together? Because if you're working on your health, then and simultaneously you're working on your beauty. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was trying to say. They both going hand in hand, because that's why we go. That's part of why we running, you know, Stairmaster and going on the treadmill and all that, because we're working on our health. And then as a, you know, as a bonus, you look better. You're feeling better and you're going to look better. Come on. I ain't doing it. Yes, sir. Man, when she raised that wine glass, I ain't know what to do with my life, because I already knew as soon as she raised that wine glass, I knew you was coming. Wait, what Will say? What do you say? Hold on. Will said a lot, man. In that case, wait, if that was the case, why are all these women buying a room? I ain't even catch that one. I ain't even catch the rose, I ain't bloom. Ah, that poor little rose. Shout out to that poor little rose. Hold on, shout out. Oops, oh, wait, wrong one. Thank you, Jesse. But shout out to that. No, because of that rose. I ain't trying to laugh at the cardiac arrest. Wait, lady, put the damn thing down. Put them things down and get you a real man and get you some dick. Get you some dick. Yeah, that's not good. That's not healthy either. That's not healthy. You know what I'm saying? That rose up there messing up all y'all nerve endings and stuff. You know what I'm saying? That rose is desensitizing you to a man's touch. That's what that rose is. Man, I'm sorry, man. Apologize to Mr. I got to apologize to Mr. D, because I know what I did. I muted the phone so I couldn't hear. Because, you know, when it comes in, a lady be like, 90 minutes. I muted it so we wouldn't hear it, because she's going to keep going. And then when I mute, when I do that, I can't hear him on the other line. No, I sent him the other link. Where you can tap in if you want to tap in real quick, but yeah, man, that's just what it is, man. Is that we try to educate, help, but you know through my limited experiences and through my hurt heart, I want to really help the women. You know what I'm saying? I really want to help them. So therefore, you know, if I help them, I can help myself in return, and then my experience won't be so limited, and my heart won't be hurt. You know what I mean? Let me see. And Will was clowning. Hold on, man. Will was in there clowning. She wants to have a woman. He said, I see. We can't call in. I was trying to get him to call in then, but yeah, we at the end. So next week, Will, call in, definitely, man. I don't want Will on the show anyway, man. Yeah, Will, bring your behind on the show, brother.
if that was the case, say what? Yeah, I already know. You men have limited experiences with ladies. She definitely showing she's not perfect, man. Facts, man. Facts, facts, facts. But you know, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, all right, man. I'm going to let you go and get back to that bike. We're going to close it up tonight. But, yeah, man, next week. I don't know what I'm going to do next week. I don't know. We might do the show early in the week and do a replay Thursday. If not, we'll be back live next week, most definitely. Yes, sir. Because next week next weekend, we start spring break, and I'm going to be flying up out of here early. Probably fly out here either Thursday night or early Friday morning. So we'll see once I see what my flight schedule is going to be. Yes, sir. Well, all right, bro. Appreciate you, man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our show tonight, man. Man, we got to get my air horn. Let me get my air horn. We got to shout everybody out, all the people that commented in my chat room. Let me see. We had Selena K. Man, shout out to Selena K. She was commenting, said some great things. Shout out to Selena K. Saw my coworker Ebony in the building. Shout out to Ebony. Seeing Steel Wheel in the chat. Shout out to Steel Wheel. Shout out to co-host John that was in the chat. And also earlier on the platform, shout out to John. Shout out to Namia. She was in the chat. She was on the platform tonight. Shout out to Namia. Shout out to the Visionary. I never told you Mr. D's role. Mr. D and Mr. Kathy, they like the visionaries for this podcast. They've been there since the beginning, or you can call them the chaplains for this podcast. So, man, shout out to Mr. D. He's in the chat, on the phone, all that. Shout out to Mr. D. Let me see. Did I miss anybody? I hope I ain't miss nobody, man. Shout out to King Dwayne, man, just always dropping that hot fire, man. Always dropping the hot fire. Shout out to King Dwayne. Man, now that we got all these shout outs out the way, man, ladies and gentlemen, it is important that, especially if you have children, that you tell them the truth along with telling yourself the truth. It's important, even if you don't have children, it's important that you tell yourself the truth. That's mainly what tonight's topic was about, talking about a false sense of self, living in false liberty. You know what I'm saying? You just cannot tell yourself the truth. You just got to live your life off of a lie. And that's very bad. That's demonic. That's wicked. And what we're doing here on the podcast, on the BZNZ podcast, is we're promoting something different. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all probably watch other podcasts, man. Shout out to those podcasts. But this over here is something different. Right here, we want people to think, use their mind. Hello? We want people to use their mind, okay? If you always got the same results because you've always done the same thing, then that means that it's time now that we do something just a little bit different. And the thing is, it's crazy coming from my mouth because I always like getting in with the ladies. But I know now at the age and at the time it is, it's time now that we gotta hold our ladies up to a little bit different of a standard. You know what I'm saying? We gotta really make sure that you are a woman that is not like the others. You are a woman that is not tainted by this social media age, this digital age. You're not tainted. You can stand on your own without the influence of a social media influence. Well, them type of women, right? That you are a spiritual woman.
man, I don't even think people even really know what it means to be spiritual, to really dig deep into your soul. Oh man, I don't know. I don't know if you really know what it means. When you really start to dig into the spiritual, there's gonna be some things that you're going to realize that there's gonna be some things that's going to change in your life. Time won't even be a factor. Man, I'm just gonna drop that, man. When you're talking about the spiritual, time ain't even gonna be a factor. That's why you're gonna have somebody like me telling you to watch the time, because sometimes when you tap into the spirit, you forget that time is even in existence. You forget time is even there because you're just moving. It's things that you're just moving with a flow. We're talking about spirit. But that's what everybody say. Well, you know, I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. But then you get to talk about scripture and stuff like that, and then you begin to get mad with somebody because they have a whole totally different view of the scripture that you may have. And it's the same thing y'all read. But and the crazy part, what they saying is valid. Anyway, you already know me. I ain't going to recap the show like that for you. I mean, I ain't gonna go back into the show. But, you know, and I'm so glad that you all was here tonight. Man, I'm so glad for the visitors, the ones that are going to be watching in the archive. We appreciate your generosity and support. If you would like to donate to this podcast, if you would like to see it grow and get further along at this time, what you can do, you can go ahead and send a generous contribution, a donation to $Tyrant Joe. Right there at the bottom of the screen, you see it running through. Man, we're so thankful and grateful, man. Come back and be with us next week. Come back and be with us next week. We're gonna have a barn burner for you. We're gonna have something to stimulate thought. Not nothing to contribute to continue the chaos. To continue the chaos that you've been taught, but to give you something that you ain't never heard before. We're looking for a man and a woman that's going to follow after God. And for John, as John said, we're leaving other people out of the conversation. We're going to take God out. We're going to say purity. A man and woman that want to be pure. A man and woman that want to change from the old, wicked, evil, demonstrative ways that they have been going. Now they want to change for the good. This is Women's History Month as well. Keep in mind, ladies, I know I just said earlier in the show, but keep in mind, ladies, that got their own business. If you're on your own business, 10 for $10. I would love to have you come on and talk for 10 minutes. As long as you cash at me $10, you can talk for 10 minutes about your great brand, about your business, about your vision that God has given you. Let me add the other people to the conversation about your great brand or vision that you envision yourself. We're asking the ladies for Women's History Month to come along. Come on. Cash at me $10 and you can come on and you can speak about whatever it is that you got going on, whatever your great brand and vision is. Also, remember that we are being friends. We are being friends, and we are not going to be a twin. Also, remember, in 10 days, 10 days, 10 nights, spring is coming. Remember that. Also, remember to get you some merch. Get you some merch, BZNZ. BZNZ is coming. BZNZ is coming. Get you some merch. Well, as I close out tonight, I'm going to leave you with this. Man, I'm going to leave you with this video. Pastor Dow, peace. Be blessed.
Thank you.